straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
Area 54. Area 54.
To you.
Blowing up the body, oh. Blow it up.
blow it up, yeah, blow it up. Body, oh, blow it up. Blow it up, yeah, blowing up the body, oh. Blow it up. Do it. Blowing up the body, oh.
Before the mothership has returned.
Oh, my cover provokes the inner side of a ghetto red light. Being on spiritual celestial source of light sights. No ego trips, no gimmicks. The machine is run by the dead and run by the devil.
Keep you waiting so long. You know, see me a superstar, me and I have time to waste with your minions and ting.
In front of me, still grainy from that old black and white TV. My whole family silent, watching you shape destiny with your two hands faster than the eye can see. Mesmerizing. You know what? Skinny little me started to strut. 10 years old, suddenly bold, cause I resolved to live like my hero in the ring. be smart, never give an inch, no retreating. And I racked up respect from teachers, rednecks and creatures who attack in a pack like insects. Never seen the like, not before or since. A young prince, and I remain convinced of his invincibility, athletic agility, virility, still a free spirit, forever through eternity, stinging like a bee, Mr. Muhammad Ali. From the belly of the beast, rising like yeast. My release from low self-esteem came when I saw you rapping on my TV screen. Float like a butterfly that described my walk to school. After fight night I felt so cool, cause I was the greatest too. Love a self born simply out of love for you. And I knew someday people will love me too. None of the heckling about my black skin got through. I knew to walk barefoot through hell for you. It's how I felt back then and I still do. So if you accept these humble words of praise and my gratitude for those glorious days and your notorious ways instilled in a young mind, skills sublime, yours to mine.
Area 54. Music from the future.
dream, isn't it?
No. Better.
Sort of like a dream, isn't it?
No. Better.
Sort of like a dream, isn't it?
No. Better.
Sort of like a dream, isn't it?
No. Better.
Sort of like a dream, isn't it?
No. Better.
Sort of like a dream.
You listen to Area 54 with Tim and Mike on the Chill Show here on 94.7 FM. Just heard a song by Air France. The song's called Collapsing at Your Doorstep, off their album No Way Down. Faithless before that did Muhammad Ali, off their album Forever Faithless. And Thievery Corporation, off of Radio Retaliation, their brand new record that just came out. We played The Numbers Game. Kirwan before that did Reflections of a Poem, a great song off of their album Pop Arif. And we start off the whole set with the Fort Knox 5 from Washington, D.C., doing Blowing Up the Barrio. And we had the Mo Horizons restyle on that one, and can be found on an album called Frequent Flyer Havana. Recommend just going out and getting that record.
That's a great compilation. Very good. The band Air France is actually from Sweden. And they're the Swedish version of Lemon Jelly, I think.
Well, don't do a contest with them and find out what country they're from. Well, of course, you gave it away already, but...
Don't, so, because people would think it would be they're from France.
So we have a... Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they would just not sound well if, like, you know, if they're called SAS or whatever the Scandinavian airline is.
Yeah, it wouldn't, would it?
No, it's just so Air France.
You had a week to chew on this Thievery Corporation record, and now you've seen the packaging.
The packaging wasn't really chewable,
think?
Was it?
What do you think?
That's the most, I don't know, environmentally friendly packaging I've seen, except they use color ink down here.
So. They used but it might
cardboard.
Be it you know, it might be safe ink though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You know, we got the we get the albums now sent digitally before we finally get the real release, but it's a piece of cardboard and there was a big poster inside it, and then wrapped folded inside it, and inside that was the CD.
No plastic.
Interesting packaging.
The only plastic in the whole thing was the CD.
Well, they do more than just recycle their beats, right?
That's right.
I'm excited about it. And mainly there's a lot of reading material on this poster. All the lyrics are on here and lots of little political statements and quotes.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why they said that it was the most political album. I didn't really hear it that much in the record, like we were talking about, but you definitely can see it in their material.
There's Hunter S. Thompson quotes on there. Voltaire, of course.
Gore Vidal.
Yeah, this is on here. Charles Sullivan. Well, there's lots of funny quotes on here. This is probably the most more political than anything they wrote, any of the lyrics. And the song we just played actually is probably the most political song they have on the album.
We got some more stuff.
More political stuff from Thievery Corporation?
Yeah.
There's going to be people protesting when they come to town now.
I doubt it.
Oh, the religious right's going to be upset with these guys.
I doubt it.
I know it. All right. Let's play some PC music. We got Buka Shea queued up for you guys. A track called Karma Car off their latest The Sun and the Neon Lights. Area 54, Tim Mike with you.